Brooke McLeod and Adam Eckersley took home three awards from their former nominations, including Country Music Capital News Group or Duo of the Year, Song of the Year for Star of the Show, and the Apple Music Single of the Year for their song Memory Lane, with the duo also taking to the stage to perform their award-winning track Star of the Show, along with, well, as I said, Tiggy, the youngest Golden Guitar winner. And great pleasure to welcome her. Good morning, Brooke McClymont.
Good morning. How are you going, Richard?
Terrific.
Great to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise. I bet you had a big night on Saturday after the awards.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of sore heads Sunday morning, but very happy faces.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Look, a lot of people have actually already rung this morning, and Shanna was asking me, the McClymonts, are they having a sort of a hiatus at the moment and a bit of a rest?
Yeah, look, we are still together. Don't worry. Adam hasn't broken up the band. It's all good. He always gets really scared that all the fans are going to come and attack him or something, but no. You know, during the COVID period, it was such a perfect opportunity for us to go raise our babies and just have a bit of a break. And we'll be back bigger than ever in the next year or so. So, you know, stay tuned.
Good, good. And you and Adam, obviously, you know, a great team, not only with your sort of private lives, but musically as well. What was the original sort of, how did you two get together?
Oh, my God, I won't bore you with the long-winded story, but we actually lived in the same street together in Grafton in Village Street, like probably about two blocks away. And I used to ride past his house every day, and I used to think he was not the greatest person. But then...
Hang on, why did you think that? Why did you think
I thought he was horrible, honestly. Oh, he was hilarious. Like, look, I used to just ride past him. I used to basically, you know, used to go, I'm going to marry you one day, Brooke McClymont. And I'd ride past going, your dreams, Mudhead.
Is that right? He actually said that back then?
All the time. And I just couldn't stand it. Anyway, fast forward from that period of time, we caught up, I think, about 10 years later, and we just became really good mates. And really, the rest is history. We're 14 years married now.
Well, that's fantastic. And you must be so proud of, well, all your children, but Tiggy, at 10 years of age, becoming the youngest ever Golden Guitar winner. How did the song collaboration come about?
Thank you. We're just super proud. Tiggy, look, she's always just sat at the piano, and she's self-taught, and she just loves sitting at the piano and writing songs, making up songs and coming up with melodies. And this one particular day, or actually it was not just one day, it was over a number of months, she just kept playing the head riff that you hear on Star of the Show, the piano part.
That one?
She kept playing that over and over. And I said to Ads, I'm like, this is really good. I really think we should ask Tiggy if we can, you know, write a song with using her riff. And we asked her, and she said, how much money are you going to pay me? she wasn't going to give it up that easily. So we just said, she's like, yeah, I'll do it. She goes, can I write it with you? And we're like, of course, darling. We'd love you to sit down and write with us. And it was our keyboard player that's always taken a really keen interest in Tiggy's. He's always asking, how's she going with piano? So he ended up writing it with us. And it's just been a really full circle moment for us, like from the moment that she's written the song, like came up with the idea to us now. Honestly, we haven't quite got our heads wrapped around that she's the youngest Golden Guitar winner, and she legitimately wrote this song with us, and
wow.
We're just proud.
Imagine what it's going to be like when she goes back to school. She'll be definitely a lot of new friends.
Oh, God, love her. I really don't think she understands what's happened, which is actually so beautiful.
Yes.
The innocence of it is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
there are lots of great stories about, well, the likes of Slim Dusty and Julie McKean, you know, touring with the family. I think Casey Chambers used to tour with the family, you know, the Dead Ringer Band and Mum and Dad and everybody. I've spoken to Catherine Britt. She's been touring with the children. What's it like touring with the family, Brooke?
Well, we don't like to use it with the kids. We usually leave them at home. It's too hard. We don't usually take them because Tiggy's in school now in Elroy. Oh my gosh, can you imagine having a 3-year-old running around the OSL clubs? Oh my God, I'd probably put in jail for having a 3-year-old out so long late. But no, we generally don't. We usually have people look after, you know, family members, friends, family, help us out on weekends. And really, we can't do this without the without our team behind us and all the family support. It's just, it's really hard. So,
good.
Yep, kids stay home. We go out. We go out and work. We come back and we give our kids big hugs after the weekend.
Good, good. A bit of a changing of the guards at the a lot of newcomers receiving golden guitars. That's obviously a good thing in your opinion, Brooke.
Country music is in such good hands. I've always said this. It's just so nice seeing the young ones come through, and it kind of keeps us on our toes too, which I really love, and they are just absolutely amazing. Like James Johnson, he is just he's changing the game at the moment, and he's just really, really good. I'm such a big fan of his. He's one that really stands out to me at the moment, and I'm just, Ads and I are just a huge fan. So, look, oh, gosh, I could rattle off heaps. There's so many new up-and-coming talented, amazing people, and the future is looking bright for Australian country music.
And it's looking bright for Brooke McClymont and Adam Eckersley. You've got an album coming out this year?
Oh my gosh, so we're about to hit, we do, in May, but we are heading out on our country music U and beer tour. Our single comes out on the 3rd of February. I'll have to get that to you, Richard, so you can give it a spin.
Good, good.
I'd love to have a chat with you. But, yes, we go out on the road on pretty much from the 3rd of February, and we tour all the way through to the end of May. So please go to our Facebook page or our website and check out all the dates, because we are coming to a town near you. I think we're playing Lazotte very, very soon, but it might be sold out. I don't know.
I'll check up on that.
Okay, no worries.
Now, okay, so the tour's... Country music, you and beer. What's this obsession? There are so many country songs about beer. Why is that?
Oh, look, honestly, when you hear this song, you'll actually understand why it's called what it's called. But I remember when Adam and I, we actually took the kids in to get babysat with his parents this one day. Anyway, we came home and we actually slept all day till about 7 p.m. And we woke up going, oh, no, we have to write a song. That's the reason why they're babysitting our kids. Anyway, so we wake up and we're like, we're trying to be healthy and not, you know, not drink and stuff. But, you know, came to about 10 p.m. and Adam and I were going, there's no, we're not being creative. Let's just grab some scotch and let's see if anything starts to come out. Anyway, it did. And we started laughing, going, oh, my God, I've got the tagline. It's country music, you and beer. It's our, pretty much us saying every festival we go to, there's always country music, you know, the country music festival, there's country music, the fans, and there's always beer everywhere. And it's just a really great thing. I think people got a really ticket. And it's quite funny too. So yeah, hopefully people love it. They'll download it, please save it. And it becomes a big hit.
Good. Woo. Okay. Country music, you and beer, the name of the tour and the new name of the new song. Looking forward to hearing that. Today is, in fact, National Beer Can Appreciation Day. I must ask you, do you prefer your beer in bottles or cans?
No, I'm a can girl. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. There we go. A can girl. Again, congratulations. 3 awards on Saturday night. Obviously, the big one, the Song of the Year, which was co-written by your daughter, Tiggy. So what's the story behind the song, Star of the Show, Brooke?
Well, we basically said to Tiggs, when we said she gave us the permission to use it, we said, well, darling, do you want us to, I think we should write this song about you. So she's like, okay. And so we said, well, you sit here and let us know, do you do this? Like, everything in the song, she kept us on point. Like, there was things that were going, do you do this? And do you do that? She goes, no, Mum, I don't do that. You can't put that in the song. So she really was there to keep us on track and, tell us what she done in the morning. And the song is so self-explanatory, and it's just what she was doing at that time every morning. And I just love that everyone's connected with it. Truly, it's been an overwhelming response.
Okay, and look, I must ask you, I'll be political with the final question. What are your views on Australia Day being held on the 26th of January, Brooke?
It's Australia Day. Oh, look, I'm not going to... You know what? I'm going to stay out. I'm not going to, because music and politics never blend. And to be fair, it doesn't matter what I say, there's always someone who doesn't agree.
Good on you.
So look, I'm out.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. All the best for 2023. Big year coming up for you. And again, congratulations on the Golden Guitars on Saturday night. Star of the show, Brooke McClymont, Adam Eckersley, and they're co-written by their daughter, Tiggy. And this is it.